good game for your New Orleans Saints.
I mean, I think the offensive player is quite obvious.
You think it is?
It's obvious.
You think it that like it can only be number nine?
Yes.
Which is crazy, right? Because we could always just say that had to be the case every year. We stopped to the point where he's like, other than Drew Brees, he needs to have a good game, right? But I agree with you on that. This week, he needs to have a good game. And I don't even mean good game by definition of 350, 450, 500 yards of off of like air. I legitimately, okay, so let's specify this to you. Let's specify this. What specifically do you want to see better of from Drew Brees this Sunday? Better reads. Decision-making?
Decision-making.
Okay, me too. I want to see bobblehead Drew. Yes, what you just did. I want to see at least one look left and one look right. I want to see the eyes move. You know what else I'd like to see that I can't really recall? A pump fake. When's the last time you saw a pump? So I specifically want to see that. Look, it'd be nice to see 350, 400 in the air, but I think if you're seeing that, you might be in a shootout. So I want to see the flow, the rhythm, coming in and out of the huddle, making the right reads and plays, because that's another thing, too, that's been a little different. The body language. We're not used to seeing Drew look frustrated. We had a couple of callers this week talking about the deer. What was it he said? The deer that got hit with the headlights. You know, normally the phrase is like a deer in headlights. I think the caller referenced it. No, this is after he got hit with the
shaking it off. Yeah. What just happened?
Yeah, exactly.
The UFO just nailed me.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, normally the phrase is you look like a deer in headlights. He's frozen. No, I mean, the caller said, no, he got hit. He got hit with those headlights. And now he's like, what just happened? I mean, again, after 2 weeks, I would have never thought I would have got, what was it, 2:34 p.m. on Tuesday? Jameis time. I don't know if we're ready to go Jameis time. I mean, again, Sean Payton, yesterday, we played the soundbite. The problem is spacing, it's timing, it's route running. If those things are off and Drew's your quarterback, good luck with Jameis, who doesn't know the offense.
I think I know what this team's missing. This team's missing.
Take some time?
No. A Jameis Winston.
Stop it.
Before. A Jameis Winston pregame hype up speech.
No, that is absolutely not what we need.
See this?
No, we don't need to see anything.
It's a win.
Put it back away. No, stop it. No licking or eating of anything. Put it away. We do not want that.
It's just a win.
No, it's like, just run the right route. How about we just start there? Run the right route. Don't stop. Get open. Make a catch. Marcus Williams, make a tackle. Can I see a tackle for Marcus Williams?
Can I see it?
Who needs to play better on defense? Who needs
Cam.
To? Who needs Cam Jordan?
Cam.
So you're going, you're going the two biggest stars the Saints have.
Yeah, you got to step up. We've never really seen anything from them.
800-998-1003. Off and running. Hour one's in the books just like that. It's been brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. I agree with Jordan. Cam Jordan, Drew Brees need to be the two players. Is it anybody else? Is it that obvious of those two?
It's not obvious.
Give us a call. Let us know. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
At Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Homie, you can get a great deal on a Ram at their Ram Power Days event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Eatery favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour two is brought to you by Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive, over in Metairie. Guess what?
What?
It's going to be a better weekend, I promise. Is it? It is. You need to have confidence. You need to have a little faith.
It's
There she is, a little Rebecca Black, letting you know officially. You made it to the weekend. Beautiful blue skies outside. Go enjoying. Going to put up some Halloween. Spooked the house yesterday. Enjoyed that. I'm enjoying watching the Buccaneers talk about the mood they're in. Their color rush jerseys coming this week. The Falcons have tweeted how happy they are getting ready to take on your undefeated Chicago Bears.
Which they're not.
What?
Going to defeat my undefeated
Chicago
Bears.
Wow. See, you could always be Atlanta. Imagine staring 0-3 in the face. Oh, no. Speaking of oh, no, Jay Fowles chimed in on social media on one of our questions of the day, or in particular something that I mentioned earlier. But I'd like to see a pump fake or two from Drew Brees. Still a pump fake, a little hitch. Hitch and go, little something. Pump once, pump twice. Pump left. I told you this. Pump a fake slant, and they look to the other side. Everybody else is running, you know, plays to the opposite direction. Do something like that.
Well, Jay Fowl actually responded.
Oh, he did.
That arm has a limited amount of pumps left in it.
Oh, come on.
Maybe don't waste them on fakes. Listeners, you can fill in the blanks.
Stop it. He doesn't have a limited number of pumps.
Or if you want to just think about that as you will.
You know what?
I won't describe it.
You're ridiculous. He does not have a limited number of pumps left. He's not even throwing it. You can't wear out your arm pump faking. It's a pump. 800-998-1003. I need keys and a score to the game.
Keys to your car?
No, not keys to my car. Keys to the Saints and Packers game. Matt Schneidman. The Athletic covers the Packers. He went Saints 28-24. Larry Holder went tie. He couldn't even give me a winner. He went tie. Jordan, give me a score.
Well, you know, after being
Let's go. We got to get to the phone calls. Right. Let's go.
14-10 Saints.
Come on, man. Try again.
No. That's my score.
You're trying again.
14-10.
14-10. 24 points in this game?
I thought the Saints were going to put up 40 in the other game.
I'll put it down there. This is the worst prediction ever. 14-10 Saints.
In a thriller.
Yo, that's a real thriller. Good luck. Oh, what happened to Dennis? He was right there.
Dennis, that was too much of a hot take.
What was that? Maybe that's what Dennis
wanted. It got a little too hot.
What are the odds that Dennis was going to say
14-10.
14-10. He's like, well, the intern just said it. Dennis, call us back. 800-998-1003.
I think that's Dennis.
Jesus, man. Dude was on for like 45 seconds. Give me a second. 800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in, again, I want keys to the game. I honestly think a key to the game is pressure on Aaron Rodgers. You think that is? Specifically just Cam Jordan? Okay. Trey Hendrickson? Huh?
Well, I think if Aaron Rodgers has a huge game against the Saints, I think a little, maybe too early MVP candidate.
Hendrickson, limited practice Wednesday, limited practice yesterday. Teron Armstead, limited yesterday with a groin injury as well. Marcus Davenport, limited, so he did upgrade. So he is limited, so chance he comes in. Malcolm Brown, though, went from limited Wednesday to did not practice Thursday. Dennis, thanks for calling back, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing better, man. How are you?
I can't complain at work. I know they don't play, but my keys to the game is the coach. They need to pump up the people right.
Okay.
You need to pump up the players right. They got to be out there. You know, so to me, I see a game going to be like 34-20, Green Bay.
34-20.
I hate to say it. Yeah, 34-20, Green Bay. You know, I'm a Saints fan. I love the Saints. But if they not got that motivation and that enthusiasm to go out there and win, even at home, come on, they're going to get blown out by 2 touchdowns or more. And I hate to say it, but that's how I look at it.
Let me ask you this, because I don't think it's you. And I'm even guilty of this as well. Are you kind of surprised? Because I'm assuming going to a Tampa game, you thought the Saints were going to have a good season, right? Would you assume that?
Not really.
No?
Because they ain't played. The Saints defense is the Saints defense. They are right when they need to be. Don't get me wrong. They ain't gave up a 100-yard rusher in, what, 45 games?
45.
But it's more than that. The back end of that defense, man. But, I don't know. Those guys, everybody say Lattimore deserve a big contract or well, but I don't see it. I really don't see it. Every Sunday, I don't see him. You know, but – and then y'all call with this other guy, Jenkins.
Janoris.
What's his name?
Janoris.
Janoris Jenkins, yeah. We could have traded him. We could have got rid of him. We could have got some – we could have drafted better players coming out of college better. You know what I'm saying? But it's – I don't blame them. I blame the coach because your coach, when you come out of college or wherever you do each year, and the coach got to train you up and teach you better and show you how to do better things. They're like Sean Payton said, it was on the coaches. So I blame the coaches not, you know, showing how to practice right, doing things right, you know what I'm saying? But I won't get this out of my chest. So, Gus, when are we going to go back to the Hall of David?
Harley Davidson, I'd love to do that soon, man.
You know, I'm still waiting for my race.
Oh, he wants that race. Jordan, have you been warm? How are you doing? How are the hamstrings going to hold up?
Leg day was
Do we want to invite Marlon Fayright, though? Because he beat us all.
Yeah, he beat everybody.
Marlon beat us all. Former defensive tackle beat us all.
Well, right there. I got you. But that's my take on the game, but I'm looking at the coach. I'm looking at the play calls and everything. Because even in the Raider game, he stopped blitzing really when the behind the thing. Behind the yards, behind the 10 yards and stuff, he stopped blitzing. And, you know, the defense coordinator, I don't know what to say about him. I really don't.
You know? All right, man. I'll write it down. It's on my sheet of paper. Dennis, 34-20, Packers, Jordan. He's going Packers.
He's convinced me.
No, you can't switch. You see, I told you to wait. Did I not tell you to wait?
40-24 okay, Packers.
On. Dennis, help me out here. This guy just told me 14-10.
Yo, that's the intern. Man, yeah. That's the intern. What you expect?
Yeah, well, 14-10 Saints, and now you said 40?
40-24 Packers.
Oh, my.
Dennis convinced me.
Now he's going with the Packers, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dennis, you convinced me.
40-24. You went from them scoring 10 points to 40.
Just put them both down. One's my off radio and one's on radio.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Like I say, it's the coaches. You know, even for Drew Brees, don't get me wrong. Drew Brees don't look like the old Drew Brees.
No,
because Sean Payton let him get away with lots of. You know what I'm saying? He got to be accountable. He's supposed to run this offense. He's supposed to be the leader of the team, him and Cam Jordan. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't acting like it at the beginning of the season. You know, and they say it's supposed to be like his last year. He don't go out bad if he don't, you don't know, put that camaraderie. You know what I'm saying? When you're a team and like it's your home. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that chemistry. And I don't see it with them right now. I don't see it. You know? And that's from the coaches. You know?
Dennis is fired up. Dennis is ready.
Hey, he's hitting it on all the key points.
All right. Thank you, Dennis, for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Okay. Y'all have a good one.
You do. You have a good weekend. 34-20. You're a joke, by the way.
How?
Absolute joke.
What did I do?
How do you go from 14 to 10? First off, I told you that was too long. There's no way that's a 14-10
game. You caught me off guard.
No, I didn't catch you off guard.
14-10.
I mean, it's only Friday. You've had an entire week to know. This we do every Friday. Went from 10 points to 40 now all of a sudden, huh? Aaron Rodgers went from a terrible day to all of a sudden just another day at the office for the Packers offense.
I will
40 in three straight games now.
I will say this, and this is I'm very serious on. I think that little streak of not allowing 100-yard rushing.
You think it ends?
Oh, it ends, and it's going to be murdered.
No, murdered. Again, you just went 10 points. What happened?
That they're going to score.
And how'd you go from 10 points to now Aaron Jones will rush for 315 yards?
Hey, he can still run all over you, but there might be an unfortunate turnover.
Oh,
here,
the unfortunate turnover at the two. Huh? Maybe Marcus Williams going in for the tackle, gets the ball. Imagine that. Am I too hard on Marcus Williams?
No.
Okay. I was making sure. Here's Sean Payton on the Packers defense. No one's really talking about them.
Well, it's a physical front inside. You know, when you got a veteran like Kenny Clark that knows who's a strong player, is the Darius Smith who can wreak havoc in your passing game and your running game, not to mention the other guys that are playing inside. It's also a good group on the back end. The corners are outstanding players, as are the safeties. So it's a different structure than we just finished playing relative to more of an Okie style. Two outside linebackers, three interior linemen. So we have to get that adjusted and understand the front, understand how the coverages are matching.
I think one of the things that's remarkable, and I hear what Dennis is saying and feeling, but what I was trying to get at was this, right? What a difference 2 weeks makes. Going into the Buccaneer game, and you felt good, right? Didn't you? I mean, I felt good coming out of that game. The guy that I'm hard on got an interception, Marcus Williams. Janoris Jenkins, pick six. That's the same secondary. They got sacks. They got on Brady. They pressured. Should have put up 40 points. What happened? How do we go from, all right, baby, Super Bowl, to literally a week later, it's time for Jameis Winston. The secondary's terrible.
Horrible.
Marshawn Lattimore doesn't deserve a contract.
Cut him.
I'm already still trying to trade Marcus Williams.
Cut him.
Cam Jordan, where are you? Somebody called this week and said he's on a milk carton at Rouse's. Cam Jordan. What happened in a week? The only thing that makes sense is, I think they sleepwalk in that game. They started out well, and I think I thought they underestimated Oakland. I keep saying that. Vegas. Why do I keep saying Oakland? Vegas. And I think Vegas made good adjustments in the game. I thought John Gruden made some good adjustments.
House always wins.
You know? See, you had all week last week to come up with a really good headline, and you wait 4 days after the game. That was a good one. 4 days too late. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation. You can also tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA. That's all I'm saying, right?
Rizzy over on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
Saints 31, Packers 21. Rodgers gets held under 250 yards and throws two picks.
Wow,
and
Brees two picks, huh?
Throws for over 300 yards and silences the doubters.
Silences the doubters. Is there anything that he can do to silence you? Drew Brees. TW, thanks for giving us a call here. What you got, man? Hello?
What's going on?
Hey, man, what you got?
You know, I just want to say hello. I haven't talked to you since the start of COVID-19.
I got you, man.
I'm going to call it 37-27 Green Bay. And I have asked, I'm not going to put Drew in that mix. I really believe our defense on the back half is not that good. And they're going to exploit that. But I think they can run on this. I think Green Bay can run on this. I'm not very impressed with our offensive line. I haven't been for years because there's always somebody out. Between Armstead and the other fella, there's always something injured on them. And I just don't believe they're going to be able to keep I think Breeze is going to be running for his life again. And if that happens, you're going to give them too many possessions, and you're going to give it to a real quarterback this time. And this guy here is going to put the light us up. Yeah, and that's just the way I see it. I just don't think we're very good. I'm looking forward to the end of the year. I'm looking forward to the draft. I'm looking forward to.
Oh my gosh! You know, you're looking forward to the draft already?
Well, yeah, because I mean, I'm sick
we're
of
1-1, man.
Let's be honest.
I mean, I know you're down and stuff, but come on, you can't be looking forward to the end of the year.
2020. 2020 has been a horrible year. And I'm just looking forward to getting out of this. And the Saints are not that good. If you really believe they're good, then that's just a little naive. You know, I mean, they're not that good. And his shortcoming is being exploited every time. Now he doesn't have the arm strength, so you put enough men in the box, and you force them to throw short, and you're one sided at that point. If you don't see this. And from towards the end of last year and last week, you know, and our offensive line is horrible. I just want to see what we can get out of our out of Taysom. You know, I want to see who's going to be our starter next year.
Right.
A lot of things to look forward to. I got my what I am happy about though. Is I got my Joe Burrow jersey in.
There he is. He's looking forward to the end
Bengal
of the
year. Nation.
And got his Joe Burrow jersey. TW, thank you, man. I got to hit this break. I'm a little late, and I got to get to Malcolm after the break. Thank you so much. Malcolm, hold on. I'll come to you, and then we'll go right into Rafael Esparza's The Sports Hangover Hour 2, brought to you by Vinny's on ESPN New Orleans.
At Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Homa, you can get a great deal on a Ram at their Ram Power Days event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Hi, this is Trip Lee with AC Ambulance. It's been a hot summer and it's not over yet. I bet there are a lot of you whose AC could not keep up with temperature humidity control. If you fit into this category or just need a checkup, repair, or a heat load calculation, call AC Ambulance. We've been in business since 1979. We proudly sell Daikin backed by a 12-year parts and labor warranty and the best financing in the business. So don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. It's 467-1400 or check us out online at acambulance.com.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand-washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24/7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joeseptic@viscom.net.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in For more information about applicable fees and terms, State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Lonzo Ball, and you're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Malcolm, thanks for giving us a call, sir, in the Sports Hangover. What you got for us, man?
Hey, I have the solution to our defense and our solution for next year.
Okay.
For this year, we got Malcolm Jenkins playing out of position. He needs to be at free safety. He's a wily veteran. He's seen it all, but he's not quick enough. Not that he's not strong or fast, but he's just not quick enough to guard off the line. Marcus Williams, he shouldn't even still be on the team. I thought we had gotten rid of him. So get him out of there. Put Malcolm Jenkins at free safety.
Mm-hmm.
We can put Double Deuce at strong safety, and let's go from there. And for next year, if Marcus Davenport doesn't get himself back on this field, we're going to do a sign-and-trade with Jameis Winston and trade Marcus Davenport, Jameis Winston, and right. Andrew Steep, a first and a second-round draft pick, and we're going right. to get the quarterback from Clemson.
Okay. So tank for Trevor. Done. You're ready to go for that?
We're ready. I need that. We need him here.
I tell you, dude, I'd love Trevor Lawrence. I don't know how we get there, but we'll see, man. Hopefully, Saints can bounce back here. Rafael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports is the way to follow him via social media. As always, we appreciate the time. It's been a long week, Rafael. Got plenty to get into. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
All right, LSU, Mississippi State, SEC schedule starting over the weekend. What is it, LSU 16.5-point favorites? Is that where you have them?
Yes, we're around 16, 16 and a half. I think I'll stay around that number. I don't see them going over to 17. Because, face it, most of these SEC teams usually start off with some cupcake schedules before they jump into SEC schedules. So we could see some very rough football being played tomorrow in the SEC because, let's face it, this is their first game, and they have to go against the conference opponents.
Mm. So am I going with the points here?
I would say, and LSU is going to win that, don't get me wrong. I like the over. I think we're going to see tons of points scored. I think the running game is going to be established early for LSU.
Okay.
I think that's how they score. I like the over, but if I had to take it, I would probably say LSU wins by two touchdowns. I think they win by 14.
Tulane at Southern Miss, I believe the wave of, what, three-point favorites in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, I don't know. This Southern Miss team is a Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I just don't know what team I'm going to see when they go, I have to take Tulane. I think they bounce back. And I think they figure out what happened last week at home. I think they fixed that problem. I like Tulane tomorrow.
Okay. What about the Cajuns at home this week?
Yeah, the Georgia Southern's no pushover. This number opened up at 15. Now it's down to 11.5. So I wanted to take Georgia Southern if it was going to be 14. But right now, Lafayette, I'm going to wait to see how low this goes. If I can get maybe minus 10 with the Raging Cajuns at home, I might have to take a look at them.
Okay, all right. Let's move on over to the NFL. How surprised with you with Fitzmagic yesterday? 3 TDs. He threw two. He caught one. Threw a pass himself. Like the dude, I think he has the same record as Walter Payton.
Yeah, I'm a little bit shocked that there wasn't more manscaping commercials for those two teams with Manchu and Fitzmagic playing on the field. So it was actually an entertaining game. Back to back entertaining games. But can you believe we have to watch the Jets next Thursday?
Oh, no. They can't flex out of that?
Denver and the Jets, Thursday, October 1st. I think I'll clear up the DVR.
Yeah, I think you're good on that. That's terrible. All right, let's go through the games. It all begins. Are you ready, Jordan? Your Chicago Bears against the Atlanta Falcons. Zero respect, by the way, this week with ESPN NFL analyst on the Bears. Falcons 0-2, Chicago 2-0. Atlanta is a 3-point favorite.
I like Atlanta in this spot just because, let's face it, the Bears shouldn't have won against Detroit.
Yes.
They should be. That game was a big L for Detroit.
No,
I like Atlanta in this spot, and this could save the firing rumors in Atlanta if they win this spot. Because let's face it, that division that we call the NFC South right now is not that good right now. I think Atlanta pops their chair. They beat the Bears.
Dude, if they don't win, is Quinn gone?
I think Patricia might be there. He's my first one to go.
Okay.
I think if Arizona gets blown out, I'm sorry, if Arizona blows them out, Patricia might be staying in Arizona golfing for the rest of this winter.
Could be seeing a new coach when the Saints are at Detroit in 2 weeks. Rams and Bills, Buffalo, 2-point favorite. L.A. sure looks back. Everyone loves Josh Allen right now. This has the makings of maybe a good game.
It does. I like Josh Allen. They have a balanced running attack. I like he's not making those dumb mistakes. And L.A.'s had a horrible travel. They left, and then they had to come back because of the travel restrictions, and they had to fly back to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a Buffalo in this one. I can't believe it's not a solid 3, but I can guarantee you I think the bettors will probably bump this to 3 by kickoff, so I'm going to take Buffalo now.
Boy, I tell you, it's unbelievable what one game will do. All of a sudden, everyone loves the Browns. 7-point favorites at home hosting Washington. I think I like the points here.
Me too, because let's see, Washington's going to stick around not because of their offense, because of that defense. Mm-hmm. I love their defense, and I think Cleveland does win this game. It is like 24-20 type game, but give me the +7. Cleveland should not be 7-point favorites to nobody in the league. Okay, maybe the Jets.
Tennessee at Minnesota, Titans 2.5-point favorite here. What's wrong with the Vikings?
I don't know, but this is a big game. This is a must-win for them. If they don't win this game, then we have some more coaching firing rumors in Minnesota. I like the Vikings to pop their cherry. They're not that bad. Kirk Cousins is not that bad, but boy, if he stinks up again and Tennessee wins this one, whoo, I don't want to live in Minnesota right now.
This will be an interesting one. Look, it's incredible, right, how one play changes so many different narratives, right? I mean, Seattle, everyone loves him, and he looked really good, but Cam Newton got stopped right there at the 1-yard line. He scores. New England's 2-0. Seattle, same record as the Saints, 1-1. Raiders at New England. New England, a 5.5-point favorite. I was impressed with what I saw, though, with Cam Newton. I think I'm going Pats here.
I like the Pats here. I mean, the Raiders won the Super Bowl last week. They beat a playoff team that was supposed to win the NFC Championship and go to the Super Bowl, and they beat them at their home turf in their opening game of the new arena in their new city. Mm-hmm. I think that's the Super Bowl hangover right here. I think New England wins. Would not be shocked if New England wins by double digits.
San Francisco, second straight week, going back out to the Meadowlands. I don't know how they made this schedule. It's ridiculous. Jets last week, Giants this week, same stadium that took out a bunch of their players. Frisco only a 3.5-point favorite. The Giants aren't just very good. They don't have Barkley now. More pressure on Daniel Jones. I think Niners go back and get a win.
I think so, but I couldn't even tell you who's going to be the running back, who's going to be the quarterback, who's going to be – hey, they're missing so many pieces. This one, just stay away. Just sit back and watch it, and hopefully no one else gets hurt for either of these two teams.
Ja'Marr Chase could be with the Bengals next year if they don't get any wins there at the Eagles. 0-2. I tell you what, the best 0-2 team I've seen, at least it's been fun to watch. But, dude – Philly's a 5-point favorite. They cannot lose this game, right? I mean, if they lose this game, we could have mutiny.
Yeah, I mean, Philly fans threw snowballs at Santa. They may throw more than snowballs at the players if they lose this game, and they're outside the arena. They're not going to be inside the arena. This is a big game for Philly. I think Philly squeezes out, but give me the plus points. I like Cincinnati plus the points.
Man, I love Deshaun Watson, and I think Bill O'Brien's absolutely killed that guy. He's got his contract. This might almost be good for Houston to lose at Pittsburgh. The Steelers are 4-point favorite. They're 0-2. They're 0-2, the Texans. Steelers 2-0. What you got?
They're 0-3 after this game. Oh. Pittsburgh, I think, have no problem rolling Houston. Because Houston's offense is a complete mess.
What are you talking about? Right, O'Brien's now an offensive genius.
Yeah, he's done. This is last year in Houston. The Pittsburgh win big.
Speaking of done, there he is, Adam Gase, baby. 0-2 at the Colts, 1-1. Indy, an 11.5-point favorite. Give me Indy all day.
Yeah, this Indy all day, but for an odds maker and a guy that runs numbers and all that, I'm going to be a big J-E-T-S Jets fan tomorrow, because they're going to be in every survivor pool, every parlay, every teaser. I'm going to be the biggest Jet fan Sunday at 3:05 Eastern Standard Time.
Good point. Carolina also 1-2. They're at the Chargers. Jordan's new boo. He still got feelings for Trubisky, but he loves him some Justin Herbert. He just ordered the fathead's going to go above his bed. Chargers, 6.5-point favorite here. That's a lot for his first full start now.
He's a beast.
Gotcha. Jordan, order me one, because I'll put one above my bed as well. I'm jumping on that bandwagon. But I totally feel bad for both quarterbacks. They're just in a bad situation in the Chargers. You never want to win a starting job on that way. I feel really, really bad. Chargers win this game, and I feel bad that that we're going to have quarterback controversy after the Chargers win this
game. Yeah, poor Tyrod Taylor. And look, for Teddy, I love Bridgewater, man, but you take away Christian McCaffrey, good luck. Buccaneers, Broncos, Bucks, 5.5-point favorite in Mile High City.
Yeah, I noticed that Mile High is a different atmosphere and a thin air, but I'm sorry, Denver has no quarterback. They have no offense. Tampa Tom takes this game.
All right, you referenced the Cardinals blowing out the line, so we'll just skip there. The Lions, 5.5. Cowboys, Seahawks, Seattle, 5-point favorite at home in Seattle.
Yeah, the best team in the NFC right now and the MVP, so give me Seattle. I'm not sold on Dallas. They should have lost that game against Atlanta. Their defense is horrible. This total should be around 77, not 57.
Okay, we'll touch on the Monday night game on Monday when you come on, Chiefs and Ravens. Right now it's a 3.5-point line with Baltimore, so we'll do that on Monday. So let's close up with the Sunday night game, Packers-Saints, New Orleans, field goal favorite, 3 points.
If this was not a short week, I would be all over the Saints. But this is a short week for them. There's one thing I do like in this game. Why is the total only 52.5 when Aaron Rodgers has scored 85 points in two games? And I'm sorry, the Raiders offense put up some big points against that defense. And I thought the Saints defense were going to be their backbone all season long that put them in the NFC hunt. And that defense has not shown up in my eyes. I like the over whoever. And I mean, whoever wins this game wins by that field goal. So I don't know who's going to win it. I like both teams, but I like a lot of points instead. So my wallet's going to be rooting for a 40-type game for both teams.
I laughed at Larry. He said tie. He said tie earlier, man.
I would love a tie. That'd be fantastic. 43-43 tie. I'll catch my over ticket. And because, you know, I like Drew Brees. I like the Saints' defense this year. I like Aaron Rodgers because he's single and he drinks tequila with wings with three fingers. I like both of them.
You know, Raphael, it is funny. We spoke with Matt Schneiderman of The Athletic in Green Bay, and he said that Aaron Rodgers did refer that he's in a better headspace because of his relationship status. So, you know what? I made fun
of
you.
I've been telling you guys to stay one.
You're absolutely right. The guy admitted it. Yeah. Poor Danico is bringing him down. At BSI Doc Sports is the way to go. Follow him over on social media. He's our Mr. Vegas, Raphael Esparza. Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you later.
Take it easy, guys. Have a fantastic weekend.
That's incredible, huh? He breaks up with his girlfriend. All of a sudden, he's better. That's incredible. Sports Hangover continues next. Eric Alexander of LSU Game Day Live joins us. We'll preview Tigers and Bulldogs on ESPN New Orleans next.
Come on. Greg's SUV clearance sale is going on now at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners are all marked down to the lowest prices. Plus, Greg LeBlanc needs your trade-in today to restock our used inventory. Great service, great deals. That's the Greg LeBlanc way. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. $2,000. Go to our website and find your perfect ride. That's Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Men, are you having trouble with reduced energy, increased body fat, reduced libido, or even ED? Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell for Men's Total Health, and these are signs of hormone imbalance. Low T can help impair immune response, cause insomnia, brain fog, and affect overall self-confidence. Pay Men's Total Health a visit today at 3829 Veterans and get tested. They have on-site labs, so you get results while you're there. Hormone balance can help you be your best self, improve quality of life and relationships. Visit menstotalhealth.net today.
For summer DIY projects, you know the Home Depot's always in your corner. Now with our mobile app, it can also be in the palm of your hand. With digital tools like image search, snap a picture of something, it'll recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And our product locator will check availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app. Download it today to get started. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's a new season, and at Sport Clips Haircuts, all of our stylists are clean certified and guy smart. So come in and get yourself back in the game with our legendary MVP experience. It's a mancation with our hot steam towel, relaxing shampoo, and a winning cut. Check in online and walk out with confidence. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. And you'll be stepping out like a pro.
Ramsey's has 50 showcases full of diamonds and designer engagement ring prototypes that haven't even been manufactured yet.
Other stores make empty claims and empty promises.
Ramsey's makes fantastic deals on fabulous diamond engagement rings.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. Hour number two is brought to you by Vinny's, 3217 Ridgely Drive over in Metairie. Jordan, 1 minute 51 seconds. Mr. Eric Alexander, LSU game day over on CST. That's how long it took him to devour the plate of wings. Jason Giles of the King Law Firm actually used his timer, and I have photographic evidence. 1 minute 51 seconds, 7 wings. Are you impressed?
I am very impressed.
I mean, it's, you know, I don't know what the record would be, but less than 2 minutes to eat your wings? I mean, that's pretty good, pretty good. Hey, follow Eric over on social media at @EA_LSU Tiger. I know it took a while, and maybe there was some doubts, but here we are, sir. SEC play, getting ready to go. We got football this weekend, man. Are you excited? Are you ready?
I am especially excited, especially because we didn't know. We didn't know if we were even going to have a season. So I'm excited to get things started tomorrow.
Let me ask you this before we get into, I guess, specifics on the team and the schedule. How can a player or the school or the team be affected by such a late start?
Well, I think for LSU, I think it'll have, and for the other SEC teams as well, I think it'll have a positive effect. I mean, especially for LSU because of so much change that's happened mm-hmm. since they won a national championship game in January. You go from graduating, you know, probably somewhere between 14 and 15 starters. You have a new defensive coordinator, so you're going to have to get guys acclimated to learning a brand new defense. So I think the extra time will help a younger team, a less experienced team. You've heard Coach Ogeron say time and time again that they've installed and reinstalled. And so mm-hmm. so these guys have gone over, you know, what they want to do multiple times, you know, because of the extra time allotted because of the late start. So I think for LSU in particular, I think it's a good thing that they had more time to take the mental reps. I think it bodes well for them.
You look at Miles Brennan, obviously he's going to get thrown right into it here because it's an all-conference schedule. How does that affect, you think, the growth and learning process? You don't, I guess, have another game or two to kind of get you ready before you have that conference game. All the games are going to be conference games.
Right, yeah. You don't get a warm-up game against ITT Tech, right? You're getting thrown into the fire. So I mean, guys are gonna have to grow up and step up relatively quickly. There are no cupcakes. I guess you still got Missouri on the schedule, but other than that, you got to be ready to go from game one. And I think that this first game in itself will definitely present some challenges, and we'll get a good guide to see where LSU really is.
How much of that first game, a lot of it is just kind of getting your feet wet and getting in shape. We saw over the last two weekends, Eric, if a team was first starting to play that game, I go back a couple of weeks to Tulane playing South Alabama. They looked like a team that was playing first. South Alabama looked like a team that already had a game under their belt. Now, Mississippi State, LSU, or even Stevens, they haven't had that. But if you can go back to your playing days, well, what do those lungs feel like? What do those legs feel like the first time you are in a game?
It's definitely a concern of mine. It's a concern that I've had. It is a concern for what I feel one of the things that LSU will have to overcome. But I tell you what, they have one of the best strength and conditioning coordinators in the country in Tommy Moffitt. And they have, you know, even though they're a young team, they have some guys who've been in the program and they know what it takes to play in an SEC schedule. So mm-hmm. I think from a standpoint of being game ready, I think they'll be above a lot of different other schools in the country. But yeah, there's no simulating a real game. You just have to play it and be ready for it. You can't. It's just tough to simulate in practice. So hopefully they've done a good job of conditioning. But then it also goes back to that extra time that they had to prepare before the season started. Hopefully they were able to get into some remarkable shape.
Speaking of BCS national champ, Super Bowl champ, Eric Alexander, you can follow him on social media at @EA_LSU Tiger. And every Saturday, he'll be on LSU Game Day Live once again over on CST, 11 a.m. They'll be out there at the PMAC. A little bit different environment. I don't know if you're going to be having the smells that you're used to doing there. No tailgating around there, but at least you'll be on site on campus, man. Look, last year was just remarkable, right? I mean, you won a national championship. It was one of the better teams you've ever seen. It's a new team. It's a completely different year. I'm not on your side of the football on defense. You lost a lot of guys, a lot of star players as well. Who do you think will be leaders this year on the defensive end?
That's a good question, Gus. I mean, it'll have to be at least, you know, a couple of the starters, the guys who have been there before. So I think, a person like Jacoby Stevens is going to be starting at safety. He's going to have to step up. Obviously, you have one of the best defensive players in the country playing cornerback in Derek Stingley. I expect him to be a leader and continue to do what he did on last season. But there's some younger guys who are going to have to step up as well. Who's going to play opposite of Derek Stingley Jr.? You got Cordarrelle Flott, who everybody thinks will be that corner, who played well last year in the limited time that he had to play. So, I mean, it's somebody else is going to have to step up. You got guys who've been in this program that knows what it takes. So, I mean, obviously, it's gonna take a few people. I think that Damone Clark, he everybody raves about him at linebacker. You got the Jabril Cox, the transfer from North Dakota State. Ogeron raves about the type of leader and player that he is. So I think there will be plenty of people to fill the role of leadership for this defense. And so I'm excited to see him play.
Each and every Friday, 1:30, we'll have Eric Alexander, LSU Game Day Live over on CST, give us some tidbits going into the next Tiger game and his thoughts on the previous week. So obviously it's week one, and look, we have all these different storylines we just touched on, and you won't know a lot of this until you get game action. And then you throw in this wrinkle. Brand new head coach. We all know about Mike Leach, but we don't know how exactly he's going to operate with the Bulldogs, or do we? I mean, let kind of go there. I mean, you're on the defense, right? I mean, you kind of know what kind of offense he likes. You may know some of those players from previous years. Does that help at all, or do you go in basically expecting to make adjustments a lot in this game?
Well, Mike Leach is going to do what Mike Leach does. He comes from that air raid Hal Mummy family, right? So you're going to see a lot of spread, a lot of passing, a lot of throwing, and that's really uncharacteristic of what Mississippi State has done in previous years. So it's going to be something to see if they have the personnel to be able to incorporate Mike Leach's offense. I suspect that they do. Mississippi State, they always have decent athletes. So I think they'll be okay as far as a personnel standpoint. But you'll see a lot of spread, a lot of crossing routes. They like to get the running back out on pass plays. What Mike Leach does a good job of is stretching the defense horizontally and also vertically. He puts defenders in tough spots to where they have to choose. Are they going to cover the short route that may pick up a few yards, or are they going to cover the deep route? It just puts defenders in predicaments where they have to choose, and hopefully he's counting on them choosing wrong. So I think his offense is going to be challenging. It's going to be a good test to see where LSU's DBs and their defensive concepts and schemes are. So I'm excited to have Mike Leach in the conference. I think it's good. It's a good thing when Mississippi State's good. So I'm excited to see what he brings to the table.
I'm excited to see, I guess, how Bo Pelini and his defense sort of goes in it. What can we expect differently? What kind of LSU defense are we going to see?
Well, I mean, I think, week to week, that's going to be dependent on the offense that you're playing, right? So we know that Bo Pelini, he brings a 4-3 you know, 4-3 defense to back to LSU. Mississippi State, they're going to be in spread, 3 and 4 wide receiver sets pretty much every play, no matter if it's 1st and 10 or 4th and 1, you don't get a spread look. So you're going to see a nickelback replace that third linebacker, so to speak. So from what he likes to do historically, his defense is it's an attacking defense. It's a defense where he likes to, you know, get pressure with four people and bring a linebacker from time to time to create pressure. And that's exactly what LSU is going to have to do, because they're not going to be able to rush six, you know, five, six people every play, because it's just going to leave too many holes back there in the defense for a Mike Leach pass offense. So I'm expecting, you know, obviously the 4-3 look of playing a lot of nickel. I'm expecting him to send an extra backer or secondary player, you know, a lot just to keep Mississippi State's quarterback on its toes. You know what they say: the best offense is a good defense at times. So if you can put pressure on their quarterback, it'll speed up the timing and the timing will be off, and it'll help the DBs out back.
All right, man, let's wrap it up here with Eric Alexander. Each and every Friday at 1:30, we'll be speaking with him. You can also catch him on LSU Game Day Live on CST, 11 a.m. this Saturday. What do you expect? Well, give me one key and a prediction. One key and a prediction.
My key to the game is, and I kind of just alluded to it, it's putting pressure on Mississippi State's new quarterback, KJ Costello.
Okay.
Like I said, he's new. He's transferred from Stanford, so he may not be totally acclimated to Mike Leach's offense, let alone the personnel. So I think that as much pressure as you can put on him while rushing 4 and 5 people, the better that LSU can do. They won't have to cover as much. They won't have to cover as much, and then you make him uncomfortable. You don't just let him sit back there and dink and duck down the field and get used to this Mike Leach offense. We've seen that in the past. We saw that with Kyle Trask last year in the Florida game. He was able to sit back there comfortably for 3 quarters, and he basically picked LSU apart besides the 4th quarter. So that's what I don't want to see. I want to see us put some pressure on the quarterback, and I think that's going to be a key to LSU running away with this one.
Eric, man. Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say that's going to be a big key, yeah.
Yeah, and so my prediction, I think it's going to be a lot closer than that 16.5 point spread. That's what it was yesterday. I don't know if that's changed or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be closer just because we haven't seen this type of offense really in the SEC. So I'm thinking it's going to be somewhere 38-31 game or something like that. I'm thinking that Miles Brennan will get going along with the LSU running game. And we're going to score some points, but I think that it's going to take some adjusting on the defensive side for LSU to slow down this Mississippi State offense.
I'm with you, man. 16.5 is a lot, you know. We will see, man. Look, I'm enjoying this already. Got me all pumped up. I know you guys are going to be ready to go. Same crew as last year. You'll be right there at the PMAC, 11 a.m., LSU Game Day Live over on CST. I know you're pumped up and excited, and I'm glad you're going to be joining us on Fridays here at 1:30 again throughout the season. Always appreciate the time, Eric.
You're very welcome, and I think the intern there needs to join a competitive
team. Yeah, that's the second time somebody has said that. I mean, 1:51, 7 wings in 1:51.
I researched it. The record for eating wings in 30 minutes is 501.
Wow.
You got that.
I might explode.
Thank you, Eric, man. Enjoy the show tomorrow.
Thank you, man. Take care.
At @EA_LSU Tiger, quick break. Hour 2 will continue. Beverages with Bree. Marlon Favorite, 2:15. Rest of the show will be open to you to give us a buzz. Give us your thoughts. We have a handful of questions of the day. Very simple. Player on offense and defense you think needs to have a good game for the New Orleans Saints. I need a prediction and a key to the game. I need some scores. I don't like what I'm seeing so far.
It's been Packers all the way.
It's been all Packers the whole way.
Doomsday.
Somebody call me and tell me why the Saints are winning. Come on. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Green Bay South.
Stop it.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod's.
the big box service in the store and after? Then come to Rod's Superstore for name brand appliances from Frigidaire, Maytag, Whirlpool, Speed Queen, Sub-Zero, and Wolf. Rod's has knowledgeable salespeople to help with your kitchen design and appliance purchase. Rod's also has an in-house factory service department servicing only what we sell, leaving you without the long wait for service. Washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers and ranges, most in stock for immediate delivery. Rod's has been a locally owned appliance center since 1984 and continues to service the Tri-Parish area for years to come. Rod's Superstore, 808 Barrow Street, Oma. Washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers and ranges. Rod's Superstore, 808 Barrow Street, Oma.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ, smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
What would you say you do here?
Sports. Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Hi, Jordan. Pay attention.
Boom.
You got a lot to worry about here over the weekend. You got LSU.
Uh-huh.
Lane, 230. Tulane, 130 against my Southern Miss Golden Eagles. You have a big game for your New Orleans Saints. So to kind of help you. The weekend here, Beverages with Bree. We always do this around 1:45-ish on Fridays. Bree likes to go on over to Avenue Wine and Spirits on St. Charles Avenue. Check out Matt, see what he has to offer. Bree, happy Friday to you. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So how's Matt today? How was Matt this week?
Matt is great. I always love going in when he says, boy, I've got something special for you, because that's extra fun. And I was super excited because we have talked before about Rowan's Creek. I call this my Vegas bourbon. That is the bourbon that I always bring a bottle when I go to Las Vegas. And that is my good luck charm. And so that is one of the features for this week.
Okay. I love that. The good luck charm. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's special. And I didn't know that it must have just started coming to Louisiana because I didn't think that you could get in the state. But it is it's fantastic. In 2005 and 2011, it won a gold medal. San Francisco. It's from the Willett Distillery. But Rowan's Creek, it's got such a great smooth flavor, and it is my lucky charm, literally. So that is that's the first one. And then he also had a local feature this week, 504 Hibiscus. Mm-hmm. It's a spiced rum. Like I said, it's locally owned, woman owned, so I love that. It's about 80 proof, infused with dried fruit, botanicals, and spices, and just a beautiful bottle. I think I sent you a picture of it. It's just like a piece of art is what it looks like. And then our third item for the week is the Knob Creek 15-year. Yeah. So Jim Beam did like four small batches. So it's one of the four small batches, Basil Hayden, Baker's Bourbon, and Booger's are the other three. But if you like oak, this is like oak, yes. Oak.
Yes.
If you don't like oak,
that's me.
Don't do it.
Uh-huh.
That's you.
The smokier,
right.
The better.
Right, right,
yes.
Right. Yes. So, the nose, the finish, all of it is just, very oak forward. So, yeah, that's the name of the game.
like that. Because I know they have a special 46 for Maker's Mark or something like that. So I guess this is a little further along the line, further, a little harder to get and come by, right?
Well, yeah, this is a super limited edition, and this is not Creed, not Makers.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
which I think you were saying the 46, but super limited edition. And like I said, if you're not an Oak fan, you know, stay away. But if you are,
I like
this
that.
Is
right.
For you.
Give me one thing that I guess you talked about, that spiced rum as well. I do kind of like that, because that's almost an oakiness too, right? I mean, a spicy rum kind of has a darker flavor to it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, very, like I said, sort of spicy, and it's got the botanicals in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a good finish. So, you know, you can do it on the rocks, but obviously with your, you know, hurricane or... rum drink du jour.
Easy enough. Give me one thing on your go-to. Why you bring it to Vegas? Other than good luck, Chai, but what do you like the most about the taste?
Oh, the Rowan's Creek?
Yes.
It's super smooth. You have to have a bourbon that you can totally drink neat or with some ice cubes. Like if you have to put a soda in it or something, then that's not really my flavor. But
you hear that, right,
really,
Jordan?
Really
you hear
smooth.
That? Mm. Yeah, Mister, what am I putting this with? 7-Up and water and Coke? Yeesh.
I'm not responding.
Exactly.
Not respond.
You don't need to respond. You just need to listen. By the way, before you let us go, Bree, on the tip it back factor, are all three savorable ones, or are we just kind of pouring and going?
I think if this is a Jordan drink, I'm going to say go with the 504 hibiscus.
Okay.
If you have to tip it back.
Yep.
And then I will go Knott's Creek, and then Rowan's Creek.
Okay. All right. There you go. So did you pay attention, Jordan?
Knob's Creek and Rowan's Creek.
That's you say. So you went with the better one. Oh, you got so much to like. I mean, I guess it's good, though. I get it. You got high taste. Just we'll teach you how to savor. And as always, do it responsibly and enjoy yourself. But if you want to go over there, 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Bree, lots of things that Matt has for you, from the rarest to just the great prices on things that you like, your go-tos and your normal.